Polly hoped the dreadful boy, Tom, would not be present, but he was, and stared at her all dinner time in a most trying manner. Mr. Shaw, a busy-looking gentleman, said,
"How do you do, my dear? Hope you'll enjoy yourself,"
and then appeared to forget her entirely. Mrs. Shaw, a pale, nervous woman, greeted her little guest kindly, and took care that she wanted for nothing. Madam Shaw, a quiet old lady with an imposing cap, exclaimed on seeing Polly,
"Bless my heart, the image of her mother! A sweet woman! How is she, dear?"
and kept peering at the newcomer over her glasses, till between Madam and Tom, poor Polly lost her appetite. Her cousin Fanny chatted like a magpie, and little Maud fidgeted, till Tom proposed to put her under the big dish cover, which produced such an explosion that the young lady was borne screaming away by the much-enduring nurse. It was altogether an uncomfortable dinner, and Polly was very glad when it was over. They all went about their own affairs, and after doing the honors of the house, Fan was called to the dressmaker, leaving Polly to amuse herself in the great drawing-room. Polly was glad to be alone for a few minutes, and having examined all the pretty things about her, began to walk up and down over the soft flowery carpet, humming to herself as the daylight faded, and only the ruddy glow of the fire filled the room.